The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. The Occupy Wall Street movement is making its way around the country. Right now, demonstrations have been peaceful, but
the question is, will these protests turn violent or will they remain peaceful? And ultimately, what is the end game? Because we really don't know what these people truly want.
That's Fox News Radio's Todd Starn speaking with Curtis Sliwa at The Apple, WNYM in New York City. Those peaceful protests not only hitting New York's financial district, but also taking place in Los Angeles, Boston, and the latest now, in Jersey City, New Jersey. The demonstrators are railing against corporate greed, global warming, and social inequality, among other things. Buzzing right along, Denmark introducing a fat tax on foods high in saturated fat. So is this just a money grab, or are they really doing what they say, which is they hope to improve their life expectancy?
Well, I think that they're doing what they hope they think they'll accomplish, but it's a silly way to accomplish that. And not only that, if they want to accomplish it, and particularly in this country, instead of taxing fatty foods, we need to raise the premiums substantially on obese people, and the premiums need to be raised not only in the commercial venue, but in the government venue as well.
That was medical expert Dr. Mitchell Brooks speaking with Forrest at WREC in Memphis. This fat tax is believed to be the world's first fat food tax, a surcharge to foods with more than 2.3% saturated fats, like butter and pizza too, all in an effort to battle obesity and heart disease. Some Danes are not happy about the Big Brother feeling that comes with the tax. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.